Hey everybody, welcome back. This is the last hour of week 10 of Balance of Power. We have a crit to roll. So for folks who are interested in the rule situation here, when you roll an attack that includes more than one opportunity for a crit, it's not two separate crits, it's just one hard crit. So we've cleared the two crits before, the staggered and the winded. And instead, Ko, I'm gonna get you to roll one crit, but in the little box where it says offset, just put a 10.
Put 10 in the roll offset.
Yeah, roll offset. So it's 10 points more severe than it would be otherwise. So you'll still take a crit.
All right. Here we go. And boom.
Okay. All right. So it's an agonizing wound. So we increase the difficulty of all brawn and agility checks by one difficulty die till the end of the encounter. So if I tell you it's two difficulty, if it's an agility or a brawn check, like you're shooting someone, you just put another purple die in there.
I saw it die, and I was like, oh my god, it just dies?
No. So the only way, like, there's actually no way you could have died on this roll, because the only way you can die on a single crit is if you get 150 or higher, and you only rolled 50 with the plus 10.
Okay. Great. Okay.
So the stormtrooper, yeah, fires and hits you, like, solidly, right in the chest, and you take this agonizing wound, terrible pain, and the stormtrooper still has a maneuver, I think. Oh no, he aimed, so he doesn't have a maneuver. He's done. Cool. All right, any PC can now go. We're at the top of the order. So,
can I fucking cut this door open?
You can certainly try. Yeah.
I'm really getting fucking pissed off about this.
I think that I should go first because I still have an advantage die on me, so I could generate more of them. But I have to wonder if my move should just be getting into the car, or like trying to kill the driver. Can I take strain to get into the car and then attack the driver?
But you have to get the car open, right? That's what Zed's trying to do.
Yeah, it's armored.
Yeah.
Well, all things considered, like, I should have gotten into the car before, because I'm like drastically overpowered to get into this car. It's just been
rolling really bad.
I guess the car is like bulletproof. Is it swordproof?
Yeah. I mean, the welder is the best implement y'all have to get into that vehicle.
Okay. I'll just attack the last guy then.
Okay. He's on the other side of the car. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take strength to hop over the car.
Okay. Yeah, you can either take strength to like go around, like it'd be two maneuvers to get around the car, or you can make an athletics check and try to slide over the hood as the car is like moving.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
Okay.
Right. I'm not going to use my advantage for that one, though.
So I think you have to use it on the next roll. Yeah. Let me just double check. Add one to the next active character check. Yeah. So you have to use it on the first roll you make in your turn.
Is that just for if you pass it on to the next player and not...
Yeah, I guess you spent two. I'll let you save it if you want to use it on your...
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'll just roll athletics.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, you easy. Just slide over the hood, end up engaged. You're right behind this guy that just shot Talra. I think also, given all the wounds he's inflicted, this is like the most successful stormtrooper possibly of all time.
Yeah.
Not only did he actually hurt people, but okay. So Gunnar, you slide up behind him and then take your swing. And you now definitely have enough. You can inflict, much like he did, two crits on him, right? One for two, and then another for the other two if you want to.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so you deal him 6 damage, which his armor absorbs most of.
No, I think I should pass on an advantage to get the car stopped.
Yeah, you could do that too.
So
just one crit and then passing Zed an advantage die?
Yeah, and because I have no use to just use one of them, I mean, I guess I have a strain. I guess I could pass on, maybe Zed will go next, and then is one to remove a strain and then one for the crit.
Okay. So was
he injured at all? Sorry, I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty injured.
Yeah, okay. I'll just do one crit.
Yeah, so you can't deal him any more wounds. So.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you deal him some damage and then he takes a crit. And you have vicious 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we add 20 to the crit. And then 10 more because he's already got a crit. Okay, a fearsome wound. So all of his presence and willpower checks. So he's like frightened by this like sudden attack from behind. And he's, yeah, he's getting worn down. I think like at this point, like Talray, you can see like he's shaking a little bit and like he's having kind of a hard time. If you wanted to order him to surrender, now would be the time to do that. And then Gunnar, you pass an advantage on to the next person, right?
Yeah. And I remove a strain.
And you remove a strain. Perfect. Okay. So the bounty hunter is going to go. I need to make a quick roll for him. And then I will describe to you what it is that you see him doing. Let's see. Skills for throne. I think it's just going to be an athletics check because he's not throwing at a person. Okay. All right. So he doesn't get to activate it this turn, but we see him come out of the crowd. And he's got a little like metal, like frisbee looking thing, about yay big. And he throws it and it skips off the pavement and lands somewhere kind of under the car. So that's all y'all see on the bounty hunter's turn.
Okay.
And then anybody can go who isn't Gunner.
I'm going. I'm gonna
get this goddamn car open.
All right.
We're all like fighting around the car and he's just like pulling on the handle like, come on man,
I'm gonna use another light side point.
Do it.
And I have an advantage from Caitlin or from Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail this
difficulty mechanics check. Jesus, this is like the best thing I have.
Swear to God, if you fail this, dude.
You're just rolling really poorly. The force is not with you,
man. Okay. So upgrade one, there we go. One blue, one upgrade, three difficulty. Mechanics check. Let's go.
All you need is one success.
Jesus, what the fuck?
So many advantages, though.
You failed so hard that you watch as what you've already cut melds back together. So the door reseals itself, literally melting back what you had already cut.
You're only making the door stronger.
Yeah, he's like locking it more.
I'm fucking soldering my hand to it. Like,
oh my God.
Cut your arm off accidentally.
My fucking advantage.
Well, you've now successfully soldered yourself to the car. No, so you did buy a ton of advantage, but like it's just not. Yeah,
not worth. I can't fucking believe this, man. Three purple dice versus
all it is. You're not even welding it. You're just trying to pull the door open, and he's pulling the handle at the same time, so the door won't open.
It's like hitting the.
No, stay close.
Yeah. God damn it.
All right,
dude. Get that shit off me or I'm turning off my camera and fucking all the shit up.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do with all those advantage?
Get the door open.
I mean, that's outside of the realm of possibility. You can spend it to notice something. You can spend it to buy off strain. You can spend it to hand it off to somebody else.
Okay.
The door is still closed.
I have four strain on me, so I can get rid of all those and have one advantage left, and I'll just pass it to the next guy.
Okay. All right. Who's going next? I guess at this point, yeah, it's Cass, right? So.
Sure.
Fucking believe this.
Do I have advantage or anything?
Yes. You have one blue die.
Okay. And then if I shoot at him from where I am, it's two purple.
It's two purple and an upgrade to the difficulty because he's engaged in combat with Gunner.
Okay. Can I move closer to him to get rid of one of those purple die?
Yeah. You can move out of cover and back up close to him if you want.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that.
So now keep in mind that it's a blast weapon. So firing it into an engagement, if you get a strain symbol, you get one of the disadvantage symbols. I can spend it to apply the hit to Gunner as well.
Oh.
Or you could just not roll one. So that's also possible.
What do you mean I could not roll one?
I'm just saying you could be lucky.
Oh, like if I
not roll one. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna.
It has to be left over in the roll for me to be able to use it. So right. Also, if you get a despair, then it, you might hit Gunner.
I'm not gonna need a despair.
Okay. Do you want to spend? Do you want to spend any
words?
Do you want to spend any destiny points?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. I also will. So your total, I don't know, because I'm a jerk. So your total pool is going to be one purple die and one upgrade on mm-hmm. the bad side, one blue and one upgrade on your side.
Okay.
It's two upgrades on the bad side because it's one for shooting into melee. So
I feel like you're just making these things up now. Like you're just adding die.
Yeah. So go ahead and add five purple die.
Two. Yeah, just five purple dice.
The upgrades.
And then take 12 wounds. it's no, standard. So it's, I can explain each and every one. So it's a purple die for the range. The purple die gets mm-hmm. upgraded into a red die because I spent a point. You add that's wait, one.
So I don't one, have a purple die. I have a red die instead.
Yeah, this the okay. sheet would do this automatically as part of the like upgrading the difficulty, but you can do it this way too. So put a red die in, put one upgrade on the negative side.
Okay.
And then on your side, you have one blue from mm-hmm. advantage from your friend. One upgrade from the light side point.
Got it.
But you don't get aim or anything because you moved. So then you can go ahead and just roll your attack.
Ready. Doing it.
Do it. There you go. All right. So remember what we said about blast one? Mm-hmm. Malo's special kicks in your hand, throwing chunks of hot plasma at the stormtrooper, who you definitely hit. Stormtrooper takes 11 damage minus soak. Gunner also takes 11 damage minus soak.
She so, takes the stamina damage? Wouldn't it be spread?
The stormtrooper dies. Because he definitely doesn't have enough. The stormtrooper goes down. But
I take it like a fucking man. Like I'm still completely standing upright. I mean, there's like blood splattered all over me, but like I don't know, maybe there's wind and my hair is still in the wind. You know, like it's fine.
Just I'm looks not... at me and I'm just like, oh. Whoops.
Not even. I'm just like, good shot. And like, I look at his dead body.
Yes. We win. Now we just have to get in the car.
So, Gunner, you take 11 minus your soak in damage.
It's not that
bad. It's no big deal. It's the first hit you've taken so far. So the car is gonna go. The droid that's activating the vehicle starts to like. Starts going. So it starts to move. So you gotta get on it. What are you gonna do? Whoever's first. There's four speeder bikes too, just like kicking around.
Well no, hold on, isn't it NPC turn, meaning the bounty hunter can do the disabley disc thing?
No, the NPC term was the stormtrooper
okay.
retinue. So the car is like, now it's like starting to pull away, but it's going real slow. So what do you want to do? Somebody can
quick,
go.
Anybody? Quick Zed, try to open the door.
Okay. I'm opening the door. I'm not doing any light side points, any advantage, nothing, just three purples.
Okay.
Against my fucking mechanics roll.
So it's moving. The car's moving away. So you have to like chase after it if you
want. Okay. To can I make another athletic check to get on top of it?
I mean, I'll allow you as it's pulling away if you want to like spend your like maneuver to grab it to like
yes.
try to attach yourself to it as it's pulling off. Okay. Yeah. Make a difficulty one athletics check.
Come on.
It just drives off.
Oh my god.
So I think you go to grab it and just leave like nail click marks as the car just like pulls away. You can't get purchase on it and it just drives off with a big scratch down the side.
Can I jump on a speeder bike?
Left
behind by the
after front? That roll, do you really want to try to, Zeke? Do you really try to?
I'm not discouraged. I stay determined.
You can jump on one of the speeders and head off. The problem is with the speeders is that like you'll just pull up beside it as it's trying to get through traffic. But you can certainly attempt it.
Well, if it's pulling away, like it's going to end up going faster and he's just going to mow down people.
Yes, eventually it will clear the crowd and be able to get away. Now you can see the device that the bounty hunter like threw but didn't get to activate yet. it's a little like EMP mine thing. The reason, like, because I failed, they got to throw it, but didn't get to use it. You could pick it up and throw it after the vehicle if you want to.
Oh, perfect. That'd be great.
It's lying on the ground, like, right here.
So I'm, like, scraping, and then as soon as the car, like, gets off it, I notice it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, hey. Okay.
Grab it, and then, you know, frisbee it at the leaving car. So what do I do?
Same role, but with an advantage die, because it's got a magnetic... clamp thing built into it.
Okay, so one blue, one. Yeah. Okay, so one athletic.
Yeah, an athletics roll with one blue and one difficulty.
Why do I see Zeke picking this up and it just blows up on him and he instantly is incapacitated for the rest of the fight?
I don't even want to roll.
He can't roll. Okay, yeah. Well.
Then this episode is me in the first episode.
So. You throw it in the same general direction. And it kind of bounces and lands like over here somewhere, but doesn't. You don't hit the car, and it just continues to pull away.
Jesus fucking Christ, man! I can't get a fucking success. Like, I tie my shoe and my foot would fall off.
Thank God you didn't participate in combat today, Zeke.
Oh man.
So the bounty hunter sees you do that, and he comes out and just shakes his head at you like, "What are you doing?" And then takes out the disruptor and
give him advantage.
Okay, and uses his little rocket. He's only moving this turn. He's going to use his little rocket pack, and he's going to go and drop himself on top of the vehicle if he can. So let's see if he can land himself on the vehicle. See, bounty hunter. See if the dice gods are any less
advantage
to him. He's got one advantage. Okay, here we go. Athletics. Nope. All right, he lands behind the car. And I think I'm going to use that advantage to say he lands near his little like mine thing. So he's going to pick it up and retrieve it. Okay. But yeah, it's okay. The cool bounty hunter guy can't land on the car either. So,
and he's got a jetpack.
Bro, what do you want to do?
Cry? Oh, not me.
No, not you. You're good. Kes, Tara, Hunter, whoever hasn't gone yet.
I mean, what are we supposed to do versus like this vehicle?
Yeah, that's what I can't figure out. Like, we can chase it, but then what?
Is there anything on the vehicle we could shoot to incapacitate it?
If you would like to spend a destiny point, there could be a thing like that, yes.
I'm nice. All for it, guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, so somebody spend the point.
The phase coupler is unshielded on the back. Yeah, but I'll go ahead and spend it. So just use light side, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and use it. Okay. All right. So, I mean, I think the thing is, like, if you, the vehicle isn't good at off-road, right? It's meant to block shots, right? It's meant to block blaster shots and attacks from the side. But if you could get something in front of it, it's not going to be able to push it out of the way. So getting one of these speeder bikes and jamming it under the front of the car, or like getting the car to like low center on something, that would stop it basically in its tracks.
All right, I'm on a bike.
Yeah, you wanna jump a bike? Okay. Yeah, because you haven't gone yet, so.
Yeah, cool. I'm on a bike trying to overtake it, which shouldn't be too difficult.
Okay, and what do you want to do? It's easy to overtake it. You're more maneuverable, but what do you want to do with the bike? Do you want to just like pull up in front of it, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna get up in front of it, and then I'm going to like jump off it, but at an angle, so I kick it under the car.
Right, it's like hook around in like a C shape and then jam the bike under the car. Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right. Make a pilot, whatever the pilot land, pilot grav, whatever that role is.
I don't have any two difficulty. I don't have much in that one.
Yeah. I'm gonna just take a look.
I mean, if we fail this, someone else could overtake it easily.
Pilot planetary, you got three. Difficulty two, I think, in this case.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because it's based on agility.
Yep. There you go. All right. So Gunner leaps onto the bike and pulls this like quick maneuver, gets around in front of the car, and you wedge because the bike has its controls and there's like a long sort of nose, and you manage to like wedge the nose under the car and like jump off it. Where do you want to land?
Can you see into the windows?
No, they're like mirrored.
Yeah, I guess there's no use to be like landing on top of the car. I guess just towards the back, but to the side of it.
Okay, yeah. So the car hits the bike and kind of like gets wedged up on the front of it, and it's stuck. So it stops moving. So it's not going to be able to escape. So we don't have to go in like initiative order anymore. So what do you want to do? What is everybody going to do once that happens? Once the car stops?
Did the car have tires?
No, it's like hovering a couple of feet off the ground.
Let's hover.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get in.
Yeah.
So how are we looking in terms of penetrating the car? Like, is there anything from what Zed did to
dude,
help
this get thing in? Is made from the fucking like some alloy like before it's like not even on the fucking periodic table.
No,
I mean, like, is there a hole? Like, is there anything we could put a gun through?
The problem was the car was like moving around, and like Zed was just having a hard time like applying. Like, if you just stand there and apply this fusion cutter to it, it will eventually cut through it. It was just that you only had like 3 seconds at a time. So that's the thing. You have time now. The only thing is, eventually more security will come. But you do have time to like crack it open.
Okay. So is there anything we can use, like our weapons or anything, to just try to open the door where Zed had already been working on it?
No. The most effective tool you have is the fusion cutter, for sure.
The bounty hunter is still with us, right?
Yep.
Okay. I want to apply a stim pack to them.
Okay. So you're gonna walk over to the bounty hunter. Talra, what are you doing?
Would the bounty hunter's EMP disable the locks on the doors?
Probably not. It probably would just like freeze them in place. The EMP was just to stop the car, or that was the plan anyway. The little pulse attack.
Has that already gone?
It doesn't matter. We're not going in initiative order anymore, so you can.
Well, I was going to say, like, I'd probably want to wait until after seeing what Zed. It looks like most of the tools for this are in Zed's hands for opening the car, so I was going to wait until after him.
Yeah, okay. if he can disable if the bounty hunter can disable the car, I can walk up to it and just take 20 and cut the fucking door.
Yeah, the car is stuck in place because of what Gunner did, because jamming the vehicle underneath.
I forgot about that. I apologize. Yeah, I'll just walk up and cut it up. Again,
For my turn, I'm gonna while he's opening the door, I'm gonna position myself so the second it opens or whatever happens, I'm sitting there with a gun already inside, like ready to blow whatever's in there out of there.
Okay. All right. I think you waddle over and start to like cut the door open, and this time since the car isn't moving, you can apply the full pressure and you cut through the hinges. And the door, like tilts and falls off. And inside, the counselor is, cowering in fear.
Is there anyone else?
That's what I would have rolled just from the mechanics check.
There you go. So, the vehicle is empty otherwise. It's like a limo, so it's got a big, like, back. It's probably, like, droid controlled. It's probably being, like, run from an internal, like, it's got its own little nav computer.
Okay, so what I'm thinking, we have one light side point remaining, correct? And all of our enemies are down?
Yes.
So what I'm thinking, and guys, this is just what I'm thinking, feel free to counter this. I'm thinking we spend our last point to say that we have a disguise or a big cloak ready for this guy. We pull him out of the car, throw the cloak around him, hold a gun right next to him and tell him, you want to keep living, you come with us, and we all just disappear into the crowd.
All right. Yeah, that works.
Adam has a sound.
I mean, it'll depend on your role, but yeah.
Ooh, okay. So what kind of role would that be?
Stealth. I mean, it'll be a role to like intimidate him, but that'll be easy, and then yank him out of there, and then it'll be stealth to get him away. The stealth will be easier the fewer people are with him.
Go ahead.
I could escort him, but it really relies on the bounty hunter like letting us do this. You know, like, it really relies on us trusting them. So I guess everyone could have allies on me. Would that still count for a stealth roll? Like, that wouldn't hurt me, right?
What do you mean?
If I left with him, but everyone was still close by.
Yeah, you'd all have to make stealth rolls. And if anybody fails, then someone would notice you.
But can they stay at a distance? And it wouldn't...
No, I mean, if you're all going in the same direction to the same place, in the same vicinity, it still counts.
It's what, like, if we made the conscious decision to go in all different directions, since we know our common meeting point?
Sure, yeah. The only person that would need to worry about sneaking the guy out of here would be the person that's with him.
Yeah, so you guys would have to be really careful with the bounty hunter.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, as long as you guys have eyes on the bounty hunter and don't let him get away while I'm bringing the guy back to our safe house, which I don't... What is our safe house?
Our safe house right now is the house in the sewage district.
The drainage district.
Drainage district, yeah. And that's our meeting point. So what we can do, Gunnar, if you want to do the roles for getting him back there, Kes and Zed can disappear into the crowd, and I'll stick with the bounty hunter and let him know that I will lead him back, and he can stick with me to meet all of us back at our point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. Gunnar, before you do any rolling or anything, I just need to give you back some of your wounds. When the blast triggers, it does the damage of the blast rating plus the number of successes. So you didn't take the full hit. You only took two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minus my soak, so I took nothing.
Yeah, so your armor absorbed that shot. I mean, Kes still shot you. It just didn't hurt.
Okay, so I'm really like taking it like a man, you know?
Totally, yeah.
Okay. So should I roll stealth?
Yeah. So first you got to convince the guy to like behave, right? So all we've seen so far after all that, like all that conversation happened outside of the narrative, you cut the door open and the door falls off and the guy is in there like, oh no, stay away from me.
And I check out the binders, put these on or die.
Okay. Nice, succinct, to the point.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and roll coercion. This guy's got a willpower of 2, so roll it against 2 purple. But he's also traumatized, so I'll give you 2 blue dice for the roll as well.
Cool. Does it influence at all that I'm standing there with a gun pointed at him too?
Yeah. Like, you throw another blue die in there.
This is gonna fail. I just know it. Coercion.
I was just thinking, it's like, how big can we get his role to fit?
Okay, so good, nice, well handled there. I mean, to be fair, Zed only has 1 die in coercion, so very difficult to manage. But I think he's used to being it. He's expecting that kind of thing from you, and he's like I'm an important man on this planet. If you kill me, well, they'll stop at nothing to destroy you. I'll see you all taken away to the spice mines of Kessel for this. Then he like scowls at you. And he's like, I'm sure my backup troops are on their way now.
Can I just stun him right now?
Yeah, you can just shoot him with a stun. Yeah. But then he's a big dude. He's gonna be hard to get out of here.
I was gonna say, it's gonna be much harder to move him if he's unconscious.
Okay. Shall I stun him, Commander?
Adam, am I allowed? So Zed has tried to convince him to come. He rebutted. Can I at that point lean in with my gun and say something and do a check of my own?
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't coerce him. He's resisted coercion. He could be deceived or he could be charmed, but he can't
be forced into the cuffs.
So I could use deception.
Yeah, if you can come up with a good lie.
Okay.
That doesn't directly contradict what he's already been told or experienced.
So we know, and we do not plan at all to kill him. The plan is to keep him alive. So can I deceive him in thinking that our goal was to murder him, but that we may bring to bring him somewhere else to talk to him to see if maybe we could come to an agreement?
No, because that's, I mean, what you're asking is, can I lie about the truth by pretending to lie about it? Like, you, that's actually the truth. That's
okay.
Like, I mean, you could charm, you could use charm to be like, listen, like, we can just all be reasonable about this. You're going to get turned loose. But I mean, I guess that's the lie, because you're going to give him to a bounty hunter. So
you can just tell him no one wants to kill you. That's true.
Yeah, that's not going to make him want to come with you, though.
Can we, what do we need to force him into the cuffs?
You'd have to knock him unconscious. He's resisted. Like, you can't roll another coercion. He's just like, no, I'm not scared of you. Do whatever you want. Shoot me.
Punch him in the face.
So yeah, I mean, there's any number of options for knocking him out.
I have a question.
Hit him with the butt.
Can Zed knock him out? And then can I do a leadership check to stand on the car and tell the crowd around him that we were arresting this rebel scum and that everyone should go about their business?
You can
leadership check, sway a crowd in a public.
Yeah, you can, but I'm going to let you know, it's going to be very, very difficult because the Empire hates aliens.
Oh,
B, he's a government official. C, you're a Bothan, and everybody knows
Bothans. Everyone hates
Bothans are like OG members of the Rebel Alliance, so they'd be like,
so that's not doable.
This lying ass Bothan telling us.
Car totally non-functional now? The vehicle?
No, it's just missing a door and it's like jammed up on. You could pull the bike up.
Oh yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. That's a great idea, Anne.
I'm just gonna drive it away with him inside.
So there are no front doors to the vehicle. It's controlled by an internal like droid that's built into the car, a little limo droid.
I can slice him.
Yes, but Zed can slice him.
So can Gunner, but in a different way.
Yeah, listen, droid, do you want to get sliced or sliced?
Yeah.
So we can drive him off here to an area where there's no eyes on us, and then we can just at that point knock him out or do whatever we want to and just take him away.
Yeah, totally. A big expensive armored limo with one door missing and a bunch of slash marks on the side will definitely not be noticed in the worst part of town.
Well, we could drive him somewhere.
I'm not saying don't do it.
Suspicious though, right?
It'll definitely be suspicious. Someone, at the very least, someone will be like, hey, where's that stolen limo going? But you can ditch it partway there or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we
drive it somewhere else.
We can drive it down an alley and ditch it. Yeah, absolutely.
We just need to get away from the crowd so we can knock him out and then carry him safely and without anyone seeing us.
Okay. All right. So are you gonna keep him conscious or are you gonna stun him?
Zed, what do you think? Or Anne?
Well, because where is Gunner right now? Are you near the? Are we all near the car?
I'm right behind the car with the bounty hunter.
Okay. Let's cut over to that for a second. So you, Gunner, you walk up to the bounty hunter, and he's like brushing his cloak off, and he looks up and he's like, "Well, that could have gone better."
I don't really. I know I'm laughing right now, but my character doesn't really laugh. I reach into my bag, or I don't. My character doesn't really have a bag on him or anything. I don't know. I reach into my poncho. This is like my magical guitar case all over again. I reach into my poncho, and I pull out a stim pack, and I just like very shortly, I say like, "You might need this," and I start going to apply it to him.
Yeah, I think he puts his hands up, and he's like, he's like, "No, I'm fine. I try to keep it to one a day."
You've already had one?
Yeah. And he used a stim pack earlier. So he's just like, yeah, he's like, "I'm okay."
What were you doing earlier?
He's like, "Oh, did you miss the part where I was shot 3 times?
Oh, you grabbed it there. Oh, I see. I thought maybe...
Yes, yes, immediately after I was shot 3 times by those stormtroopers that you then eviscerated, which, nice work, by the way."
I look to the side, and then I ask him, "Do you ever enjoy killing them?"
He kind of, like, turns, and you see a reflection in the like, cross, like, plate of the helmet, and he kind of, like, cocks his head to one side, and he's like, "You should really see a therapist after all this is done."
I don't feel it.
Oh,
I'm good. Me neither. No feelings all around.
And he gives you a good little, like, little pat on the shoulder, like, yes, well done. All right, then.
And then from by the car, I just yell, make out.
So hot. Oh, my God.
And so he walks over to the door and, like, leans over and kind of pantomimes, like, opening the door for you, Gunnar. But there's no door, right? So he's just like,
just like after you.
I'd take a seat.
Okay. Yeah. So he gets in. Everybody gets into the vehicle.
I feel like we could just keep the bro alive. We could talk to him and, like, try and intimidate him on the car ride after Zed hopefully slices this car or slices the.
Yeah, I had kind of a question about that when we get to it.
Yeah, you're ready
to get to it now.
Yeah, you're ready to slice. You've got the back of the door of the panel open, and there's all the, like, wires and switches and stuff.
Right now, okay, in my computer's check.
Yes.
Or my computer's skill, it says alter droid's programming or gain access to its memories. Okay.
Correct.
But the slicer gear has no, like, bonuses. I mean, I bought it because I thought it would help me, but it has, like, it doesn't say, so, like, bonuses. Or
you could think of it as, like, in D&D, the lockpick skill, right? If you have the skill to pick locks, you can, but people can't pick locks with their fingers. You need tools. So the slicer gear allows you to use your computer skill to slice.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Then I will attempt to do that, and I don't know, like, how much.
Like, what slicing a military limo droid, I'm going to say, like, two. Probably just two purple. It's not too complicated.
Okay. And I had, from the coercion, which failed, but I had an advantage left over. Can I take that?
Yes, because no one else has used it. So.
Okay. Cool. All right, here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ! It's like the opposite!
All right. You are now this limousine's best friend.
It's like cars.
L1M0 is now BFFs.
L1M0.
Yeah.
I hack a slice into this guy.
You have full direct control of this vehicle for all of time. Like, it's just now your best friend.
Okay.
I have successfully overridden the vehicle, Commander.
The limo makes a little, like, whistling noise. It's like, and, like, the lights blink.
Where should we drive?
So, what is the bounty hunter doing right now?
Sitting next to the counselor, just kind of antagonizing him.
In the limo.
Yeah. He's pointing the disruptor at the. So you look over, and he's got the disruptor pointed at the counselor, and he's like,
"Counselor, do you know what this is? This is a disruptor pistol. Yes, that's right."
And he's just kind of, like, poking him. He's like, "Yes, I could shoot you anytime I want." I'm like, antagonizing him, and he's just, like, up against the window, like, "Please don't." You look over, and he's just doing that.
Okay, so The counselor is submissive. He's not fighting back.
He's pissed, right? But he's also got a disruptor pistol.
Okay, great. So at that point, with Zed, I'll probably say, Zed, keep going until you're out of sight. Pull down a side street. Get everything out. Gunner and Kestrel, let's go ahead and split up. We'll meet back at our home site. I'm going to stay with these guys and make sure everything goes smoothly.
Sounds good. I'm going to go find some Bantha burgers.
Oh, man. Oh, can you count me in for one of those?
Yes.
Do it. This is the part where we cut to the scene of everybody, like, in a fast food restaurant.
Me and Peter just, like, put our weapons, like, right next to us, and we're just eating burgers.
Yeah, so the plan is to drive the... Is everybody staying in the vehicle, or how are you splitting up? Like, just lay it out for me here.
I'm thinking... Gunner and Kestrel can basically just kind of, like, make a show of going opposite directions, like leaving the scene with no determined direction. I'll get in the car to make sure I can watch the bounty hunter and the target. Zed is running the car, and the plan is to basically just go as far as we can to make sure that no one that saw that is looking at the car, get into a garage, a side street or something, and then let the bounty hunter know, like, come with us. We throw the disguise that we spent the light point on over the name guy, and we all meet up with this guy and the bounty hunter back in the sewage area.
Do you trust
they eat their Bantha burgers?
Do you trust the bounty hunter to not tell you?
Well, so
he's coming with us.
Here's the thing. The bounty hunter will not leave the counselor, right?
Yeah.
This guy was willing to attack and kill the Empire people. So I think at least, if nothing else, we don't need to worry about him knowing this location in the sewers. Like, I don't, he's clearly not a spy, and those are the only people we'd have to worry about knowing where these guys are. So,
I mean, do you think that you and Zed can take him on?
Well, the bounty hunter has a pistol on the named guy. So if anything else, you know, I'll be sitting there with my pistol out staring at the bounty hunter just so he doesn't do anything. The bounty is only if the guy's alive. So we know that he's not going to kill him or attempt to kill him.
Yeah, but he could kill both of you and take him right now.
Well, I can make a point to kind of have my pistol out and kind of be staring at the bounty hunter. So if he even tried to swing his pistol around, I would have him shot before he could even get with that. So
I guess I might make a comment to you.
That could help.
Before I leave, just like about how you might think you have the situation under control, but you know, this guy, I can tell he's good. He might just be making you think that you are in control.
after getting shot three times and almost dying, he's impressive.
Well, so, I mean, do we just want to have Gunner, would you feel more comfortable staying with them?
You guys could also ghost the car. So even though you're not in the car, you guys could be with the car wherever we go. Or hell, I mean, you could jump in if you want to, whatever you guys want to do.
I think I may as well try and stealth near the car.
All right, I will pick up Bantha Burgers for everyone.
Take my order.
I will meet you guys there.
Thank God someone's getting burgers. Thank you, man.
Sergeant, I require no sustenance.
You get the little toy out of the Jabba meal.
All right.
Oh, before we split up, and then I just look at the bounty hunter. Do you have a name, or what should we call you? What do I put on your order?
So the bounty hunter looks over at you. You're like, yeah, what do I put on your order for the Bantha Burgers? And he's like,
none for me. I'm trying to watch my figure, you see.
You don't need food?
No, I think it makes me more mysterious, don't you think?
Starving to death is mysterious, please. All right, do it yourself then. And I just like walk off into the crowd.
Okay. All right, so you head out, I guess the limo takes off, and Gunner, you're providing like sort of cover, like you're gonna follow along. Okay. All right. So I think let's jump to the part where you're ditching the limo. So you're in the drainage district now, right? You're gonna ditch it somewhere. So where are you gonna like leave it? You know, like push it into the sewer, or are you gonna leave it in an alley, or what's the plan?
I'm thinking at this point the interest is speed, not necessarily destroying the evidence, because it's very clear. I mean, we attack these guys in a crowd. Like, there's gonna be witnesses everywhere. So at this point, I would think the closest alley that we are fully comfortable, that there's no one that could see us, is around. Pull into there, immediately pull the guy out. I think what we can do is, Zed, if you want to keep an eye on the captive, I'm going to keep a close eye on the bounty hunter, but act like I'm watching the captive as well. Kind of like, I want to make sure that the captive is fully, like, all three guns are on him, but at the same time, I'm going to be primarily making sure the bounty hunter doesn't try anything. And at that point, we just pull him out of the car, throw over the disguise, and start heading as fast as we can to, like, the main crowd.
Okay. So you have your disguise guy. I think that right before, so you pull the limo in, everybody's getting out, and Zed, you hear the it's speaking binary and nobody else can hear, but over the speakers, you all hear like a beeping, like whistling R2-D2 thing. And Zed, the limo's like, hey, where's everybody going? What are you doing? I thought we were having a good time driving around.
Hold on. So we're in an alley. We're now leaving it. Okay. So I tell the L1 M0.
Don't worry. We'll meet back at home. You do remember where your home is, don't you?
Yeah, like you didn't wipe its memory. It still remembers where the garage is and stuff, right?
Go there, and I promise you, I will have a special reward for you.
Ooh, I love special rewards. Yeah, all right, okay, I'll meet you there. And like the limo like honks a couple of times, like it makes a little like beep beep noise, and then
it's Herbie
starts driving itself away. Like it just drives down the alleyway, kind of on its own, and turns a corner. Swell.
Does it have eyelashes? Like about the headlights?
Don't anthropomorphize the droid. It's a car. Car
like the cab from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. It's got
one of those big lift mustaches on the front. Yeah, so it drives off on its own.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. Okay. So I guess we see the rest of you back in the little like hovel again. And you're all sitting around the table. Kes has brought back Bantha burgers for everybody. And what have you do you you what did you do with the prisoner? Like where is he?
We found either an abandoned building in the premises, or we asked the people that own the area, the I don't remember the name of the race, but
the Rodian.
We asked them if we could use a room specifically, preferably one that didn't let a lot of noise out.
There's all kinds of like abandoned stuff down here. Like nobody's supposed to live here, and there's people moving in and out all the time. So yeah, you've got it's probably like a van that like broke down and has just been like left here. And so it's like a cargo container with a now defunct front end that you can like hang out in once you chase the womp rats out.
So I would say stripping guy, first of all, I mean, nothing left, no tricks, nothing. Binding his hands completely behind his back and his legs, making sure he's gagged, put him in there.
All right, so the scene that we come back on is this naked dude tied up with like some cloth like stuck in his mouth.
Yes.
In the corner of this room while everybody else is eating burgers.
In a van down by the
back
river.
In the back of a van. I think that... So you're, Cass, you're like passing out the burgers and stuff.
You get a burger.
Yeah. And the bounty hunter, I think the bounty hunter, we see him kind of look around and he's like,
well, that went as well as we could be expected. Good work, everyone.
And kind of like gives you all a nod.
Kind of nod and look back at him. Appreciate your assistance on that.
So, and so he's like,
interrogation time.
And turns and looks at the dude. And I think that he like reaches up and like reaches under his helmet. And there's like a clicking sound. There's like a venting of the like internal atmosphere of the helmet. And we get it in kind of like slow motion shampoo commercial style. The bounty hunter takes the helmet off as they're like shaking their head. And like long, like blue black hair kind of like pours down out of the helmet. And
droid, tell me the droid.
No, inside it's a woman. She has like dark blue skin and like glowing red eyes. And she like pulls the helmet off and like shakes at her hair. And then she looks at everybody and she's like, good, well, that feels better. And looks over at the guy. And then she like takes out a knife. Like she flips out a switchblade. And she's like, right then. And like walks over to him. And that's where we cut to the credits.
Awesome.
Cool. All right.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
Good work, everybody.
It's just Pocket cosplaying as a Twi'lek again.
Yep.
This is how she joins us.
What's Chiss?
Oh, it's a species from Star Wars.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I thought it was a character.
Vice Admiral Thrawn is one of them. They're part of the extended universe.
Hey guys, we made a friend.
Yeah, you got a badass bounty hunter friend. Cool. Well, let's do some shoutouts. Do you want to start us off, Co?
Absolutely. as always, a big thank you to my fellow castmates and Caitlin Zeke, and of course the infamous Adam Coble. That was a fantastic show. Huge amount of fun. My name is Co Carnage. I'm a daily streamer. I stream every single day starting at 8 a.m. Tomorrow's going to be Star Ocean and maybe either more Subnautica or the new Dead by Daylight patch. I don't know. Stop by and see. But anyway, thank you guys for watching and a big shout out to JP for hosting these awesome events. And see you next time.
Rad. Thanks, Co. Thanks for coming. Zeke, how about you go? Your turn.
Yeah. Is there a chance that I could fail the shout out?
Yeah, probably. Roll the shout out. You need to make a charm roll.
Can you though?
Yeah, a charm roll. What's going on, everybody? Ezekiel the Third here. Most people just call me Zeke. I had a blast today. This has been a fucking fantastic experience. Thanks in most part to the wonderful Adam Coble, the skinny ghost himself, for making this for us. Also want to thank Caitlin and Co for being along. I will be on vacation. I'm doing a family reunion thing from tomorrow until the 5th. I'll be back on the 6th, but I'll be gone in camping and dumb bullshit. But I might do like a short 2-hour broadcast tomorrow to say goodbye and that kind of stuff. But I'm a variety caster. I usually start at noon Pacific every day. And then we'll get back to it once I come back from the Wisconsin family reunion thing. So thank you. That's it.
Sweet and to the point. All right. Kestrel Novara, Anne, you want to shout it out?
Sure. Hello, my name is Anne. I used to be a variety streamer, and now I pretty much play exclusively Overwatch. So that is what you will find me playing every day, Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I am going to take a short break to grab a bite to eat, and I'll be streaming tonight some Overwatch, as I just said, probably about half an hour from now. So thanks to Co, Zeke, Caitlin, and Adam for the great show. I had a lot of fun today, and also to JP for having us on. And I'll see you guys later tonight.
Excellent. All right. Last but not least, Master of Stealth, Gunner. Caitlin, you want to tell us where we can find you?
Yeah, you can find me. Nah, I give up. Okay, whatever. You can find me at twitch.tv/Caitlin. I also stream every day. A lot of people, I keep getting people who are like, oh, you're Frecky, or oh, you're Nightsass. So I'm Caitlin, Mr. Lost, Frecky, Nightsass, Amber, Riley, Gunner. I don't know, like lots of different people. I also stream every day. Like I said, I'm going to stream in like half an hour, I guess. And then I'm also going to do a 24-hour stream this Saturday where I play The Witcher 3 for the first time. And then that's all I play for 24 hours. And I know I'm not even yet. I know like Anne and Cole love that game a lot. I don't know about Zeke, but I know like Anne is like super, super into it.
Yes.
So how far do you guys think I'm going to get through it in 24 hours?
Not very.
Depends on how much bullshit card game you play.
Right? Yeah.
Gwent!
Don't talk Gwent that way. I will mess you up the next time I see you. Gwent's amazing.
Gwent is
there's a lot of side quests. It starts kind of slow, but it's so, so worth it. So like, I mean, that's, you might not get like super far in 24 hours, but like, it's really just like required gaming in my opinion.
And don't let anybody tell you how to do it, because every way is a different way. They all work. They all honestly work. There's no like bad way to play it.
I figured it would be a good one to play because like, it'll make it really easy to stay up for 24 hours, you know? Like, I'll just, like, maybe I'll stay up later. Like, who knows?
Yeah. There's lots of stuff to do.
One more quest.
Like 180 hours or something into my playthrough. And like, I still haven't done the 2 DLCs, and then Overwatch came out, so I just like completely stopped playing. But I still always like want to go back to playing it. I hope you have fun with it. I love that game.
I'm sure I will.
Awesome. Thanks, Caitlin. As for me, I guess at this point I can just say I'm a role-playing game streamer that sometimes plays video games. I GM here for Swan Song Stories and both of the Balance of Power shows, so you can always find me here doing that. I'm also the GM in residence for Roll20, so you can check out our Twitch channel, Roll20 app, and you can find me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost. And I'll be playing some video games on my channel, but I don't know what they are yet. That's a secondary concern. I had so much RPG stuff. Thanks for coming, everybody. I had a really good time this episode. The Q&A is up on Reddit. JP, thank you for hosting us and for talking shit in the channel while we were playing. Mm-hmm. And hey, nobody died. So
I hope we work together. I think that
means we win, doesn't it? Like, we've officially beat Darkseid.
I think so. You're winning so far. We'll see.
Yeah. My goal was to kill Otto. I mean, I didn't kill Otto, but Otto was... Oh, shit, spoilers.
You killed him in spirit.
That's right. So, so I hope you'll come back and check out more Balance of Power next time. And until then,
may
the force be with you.
May the force be with you.